KJAN Sports.
Time to look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap some high school sports from the weekend first here this morning. The Sioux City Relays were held on Saturday, and some local teams had some pretty good place finishes on Saturday. The Atlantic girls got a first place finish in their 4x800-meter relay team. Pluma Pross, Alyssa Derby, Taylor McCready, and Haley Rasmussen made up that team as they gave Atlantic their only first place finish. Atlantic had a couple of third place finishes as well. Actually, three third place finishes. The sprint medley relay team was a third place winner. Taylor McCready of Atlantic was third in both the 3,000 and the 1,500 meters. Also for Glenwood, Jeanette Schraft had wins in the 400 hurdles, the 1,500, and the 3,000 meters. Glenwood got a win in the 4x200-meter relay. They also had third-place finishes from Bailey Ostrander in the 100 meters and Ellie Scarborough in the 100-meter hurdles and the discus event. Turning to the boys' side of things at the Sioux City Relays Saturday, Atlantic had three relay wins in the Class B portion of that meet. They got wins by the 4x800 meters, the sprint medley, and the 4x400-meter relay teams. Craig Becker, Bradley Dennis, Nathan Behrens, and Chase Mullinex made up the 4x8 team. Gannon O'Hara, Colin Mullinex, Zane Nicholson, and Chase Mullinex made up the sprint medley relay team, while Nicholson, Becker, and both Colin and Chase Mullinex made up the 4x4 relay team. Also, Glenwood got a win of their 4x200-meter relay team. And they also picked up a 4x100-meter relay win as well. Atlantic got a third-place finish from Tyler Moen in the 100-meter dash. Glenwood got third-place finishes in the 4x400-meter relay and by Zach Vondra in the long jump on Saturday. Atlantic hosted its girls' tennis tournament on Saturday. There were five teams in total participating. Clarinda and Lewis Central each had 14 team points to share the top. Atlantic and Abraham Lincoln each scored 12 team points to tie for third. Harlan, with 9 points, was fifth. Taking a look at some of the top place winners in number one singles, it was Presley Rodenberg of Lewis Central winning first place, with Jade Baker of Abraham Lincoln second and Hannah Holtz of Atlantic placing third on Saturday. At number two singles, Riley Morgenstern of Clarinda was the champ, with Jean Martinez of Atlantic placing second and Ashley Hipner of AL placing third. In doubles, at number one doubles, Kennedy Horner and Peyton Spar of Lewis Central won first place, with Harlan's Elise Jewell and Bobby Schechinger placing second. Emma Templeman and Chloe Davis of Atlantic placed third. At number two doubles, it was Bryn Morgenstern and Kylie Shackelford of Clarinda first place, with Emily Keller and Rory Traeger of AL second. Madeline Howard and Emily Burns of Lewis Central placing third in that meet on Saturday. In high school girls soccer on Saturday at the ADM tournament, it was ADM beating Glenwood 3-0. Pella over Glenwood 3-1. Gilbert beat St. Albert 4-3. Bondurant Farrar downing St. Albert 7-1. In boys soccer at the Atlantic tournament, it was Atlantic over Logan Magnolia 6-1. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley defeated Logan Magnolia 3-1. And Nottoway Valley West Central Valley edging Atlantic by a score of 2-1. In that meet Saturday. At the Winterset tournament, Harlan was one up and one down. Harlan beating Oskaloosa 1-0. Gilbert topping Harlan 2-1. At the Roosevelt tournament, Denison lost a pair of matches, losing to Pella 2-1, and Marshalltown beating Denison by a 2-0 final on Saturday. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Marcell Ozuna homered twice, and Matt Carpenter supplied the tie-breaking blast in the seventh inning to power the Cardinals past the Reds 9-5 in Monterrey, Mexico. Ozuna had four RBIs, three with a shot over the right field wall and a four-run first before Cincinnati stormed back to tie the game. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Miami in 14 innings, 3-1. Pittsburgh over Washington, 4-3. Colorado down San Francisco, 4-0. L.A. over Milwaukee, 7-1. Arizona beat San Diego, 8-4. And Atlanta over New York, 7-3. In the American League, Terrence Gore stole a base and scored on Hunter Dozier's single in the bottom of the ninth inning to lift the Royals past the Indians 9-8. Lucas Duda, Whit Merrifield, and Jorge Soler all homered to help Kansas City complete a three-game sweep of that series. Also in the American League, the White Sox beat the Yankees 5-2, Boston over Baltimore 4-0, Tampa Bay downing Toronto 8-4, Minnesota beat Detroit 6-4, Texas over Oakland 8-7, while Houston beat Seattle by a 3-2 final. Just one interleague game on the schedule, although it wasn't played. The LA Angels at the Chicago Cubs was postponed due to weather yesterday. In baseball news, Detroit left-hander Matt Moore will undergo surgery this week to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee. The Tigers said they won't have a definite timetable for Moore's return until Wednesday's scheduled procedure in Dallas, although Moore said he's hoping for a recovery time of 4 to 6 weeks. Moore hurt the knee on April 6th when he left in the third inning of his start against Kansas City. Since then, he said he's had two setbacks. The Braves pitching staff has taken a couple of hits, with starter Sean Newcomb optioned to AAA Gwinnett and closer Arodys Vizcaíno placed on the injured list. Newcomb couldn't hold a 4-0 lead in the Braves' win Saturday over the New York Mets. Vizcaíno was placed on the 10-day injured list with right shoulder inflammation. Pittsburgh Pirates right-hander Chris Archer dropped his appeal and began serving a 5-game suspension Sunday for setting off a benches-clearing altercation on April 7th. He ended his appeal a day after allowing one run in 7 innings against Washington, getting a no decision in Pittsburgh's loss. In basketball news, Cincinnati has hired men's basketball coach John Brannan after he led Northern Kentucky to two NCAA tournament appearances in the last 3 years. The Norse went 81-51 in Brannan's 4 seasons, winning a couple of Horizon League regular titles and a pair of conference tournament championships. Brannan replaces Mick Cronin, who left Cincinnati for the UCLA job. LSU Athletic Director Joe Oliva says he's decided to reinstate recently suspended coach Will Wade. LSU is having one of the better seasons in program history under the 36-year-old Wade when he was suspended indefinitely. His punishment came on the heels of a Yahoo report about leaked excerpts of an FBI wiretap that captured Wade speaking with a person convicted of funneling illegal payments to the families of college basketball recruits. Wofford has promoted associate head coach Jay McCauley to lead the program after longtime coach Mike Young left for Virginia Tech earlier this month. McCauley helped Young lead the Terriers to their most successful Division I season in history by going 30-5, including an 18-0 mark to win the Southern Conference. In the NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks showed how they earned the number one seed in the NBA playoffs by blowing out the Detroit Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24 points and 17 rebounds in just 24 minutes, so the Bucks 121-86 thrashing of the eighth-seeded Pistons. Also in NBA series openers, the Rockets rolled to a 122-90 rout of the Jazz behind James Harden's 29 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. The Celtics dominated the second half in an 84-74 comeback win over Indiana. Damian Lillard scored 30 points and C.J. McCollum added 24 as the Trailblazers held off the Thunder 104-99. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning have picked up the worst time for their first 3-game losing streak of the season. The NHL's top-seeded team is down 3-0 in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs following a 3-1 loss to the Blue Jackets in Columbus. The Jackets can wrap up the series on Tuesday, while the Lightning will try to become the 5th team in league history to win a series after dropping the first 3 games. The Islanders have a 3-0 series lead after Jordan Eberle and Brock Nelson scored 62 seconds apart in the first period to erase an early deficit and jumpstart New York's 4-1 win over the Penguins. Paul Stastny and Mark Stone each had 5-point nights as the Golden Knights doubled up the Sharks 6-3 to take a 2-1 lead. And Kyle Connor scored twice and the Jets pulled within 2-1 in their series as they whipped the Blues 6-3 in St. Louis. Iowa looks to boost its run game even more, and experience at running back should help as Mekhi Sargent, Torrin Young, and Ivory Kelly-Martin all saw significant playing time a year ago. For now, offense that averaged 148 yards on the ground.
Torrin and Ivory had some experience and some playing experience, but not as much as it was last year. So I think the more times they see different things and different movements, the better they get with their eyes and able to, you know, run with their eyes and their feet.
That's Iowa running backs coach Derek Foster, who says the Hawkeyes want to boost their average of 4 yards per carry last year.
I mean, if we can get 4.5 a pop or 5 yards a pop, you know, if the offensive line is giving us 4 yards, then you need to go in and get an additional 2 to 3 yards for sure. And I think that's very important.
Foster says he expects more big plays from the running backs that will help boost that average. Well, a year ago, Mike Rose was getting ready for high school prom. This spring, the Ohio native is preparing for his second season as Iowa State's starting middle linebacker after starting all 13 games a year ago. Rose finished 4th on the team in tackles and was named a freshman All-American.
When I came here, I was just like, I'm just going to work hard, you know, just prove that I should be here. So that was my mindset going into it. But looking back, like, the thing I was walking the halls of high school a year ago is crazy.
He knows the expectations for his sophomore season will be off the charts.
I really don't like to think about that stuff. I just know that, you know, I got to get better in the weight room. I got to get better at all this. You know, I feel like I'm my hardest critic anyways. So there's probably going to be high expectations, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I just got to, you know, put my head down and work.
Rose says with a year under his belt, he needs to become more of a leader on the defense. And the 43-year-old Tiger Woods shot a 2-under-70 for a one-stroke victory, his 15th major championship, winning the Masters yesterday, his fifth Masters title. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.